With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Montana's Office of Public Instruction is unsure if its new draft plan to raise student achievement will comply with federal law. State education leaders are required to submit a plan to the U.S. Department of Education in September as part of the 2015 Every Student Succeeds Act, or ESSA, which is the federal replacement for No Child Left Behind. It attempts to reduce the achievement gap between students and give states more say in local education.
It is all about equity.
Elsie Arntzen is the superintendent of public instruction.
It's making sure that students can succeed.
Last Thursday, Arntzen met with more than half a dozen education groups and teachers unions to discuss the draft plan that outlines how Montana will raise education results. Susie Hedelin, the director of the ESSA rollout for OPI, said their current goal is to decrease the number of students who are not proficient in math and English by 4% every year for the next 6 years.
Which we feel is still ambitious and more attainable than many of the other plans that I've looked at. One thing that's unique for Montana is we took in consideration where our groups are starting out, and so we have different achievement goals for our different groups of learners in our state.
What that means is that the group of students who currently score lowest in language arts and math are required to increase their scores the most. For example, last year about 47% of white students were proficient in math, compared to about 18% of Native American students. If the goals outlined in ESSA are implemented, Native American students will be asked to more than double their math scores by 2022. White students would have to improve their scores, but not as much. Tammy Lacey is the superintendent of public schools in Great Falls.
I think it's ambitious and attainable, we hope.
Lacey says schools don't have good data right now showing what types of education and curriculum are and aren't working. She says that's important information to have when trying to reach new academic goals. Lacey also says pending budget cuts triggered by declining state revenues could make it harder to reach those goals.
Well, at the same time where our funding is being reduced, we're asked to push even further, and all of that I think is going to put a strain on our system.
As Montana officials watch other states submit their ESSA plans, OPI's Hedelin says there are some being rejected for lacking ambitious enough goals. She says Montana's draft plan could be at risk of that.
Our goals are much more attainable and less ambitious than the other states that have submitted so far.
Asked at the meeting of school administrators and teachers union last week if Montana's goals are realistic, Hedelin said they're more realistic than other states, prompting this response.
Good shot. Good answer.
You can hear someone say, "Nice deflection," and OPI Superintendent Arntzen says, quote, "It's all relative." Nationally, some education groups and states are expressing frustration that ESSA, which was touted as an education law promoting state control, isn't allowing as much state input as was initially promised. Superintendent Elsie Arntzen.
I'm very wary, and I'm a Montanan, fourth generation, and I can tell you that in the devising of this plan and a lot of Montana voices at the table, this is about Montana, so if there is going to be pushback, we will do that.
Montana's draft plan for the Every Student Succeeds Act includes 5 accountability measurements schools must follow. Most are set by the federal government. Montana officials have chosen to grade schools on college and career readiness, attendance, science proficiency, and a yet-to-be-created school survey. Schools will also be graded on their ability to raise achievement and graduation rates. OPI's Susie Hedelin says all schools in Montana will be graded on these criteria, and the bottom 5% will get additional help.
Schools are not penalized. They don't lose funding. If there's a group or a school that's not performing, they actually receive more support and more funding.
Montana first released a draft plan to comply with the Every Student Succeeds Act last year, when OPI was under a different administration. In that plan, the achievement goals outlined were less ambitious. The new plan seeks to cut rates of deficient students by about half the number compared to the previous administration's plans. Dennis Parman is the executive director of the Montana Rural Education Association. He's also the former deputy OPI superintendent under the former Denise Juneau administration and had a hand in the initial draft of the state's ESSA plan.
Within ESSA, there's this expectation that there be a certain amount of improvement over time. Our perspective was, what's reasonable? What's accomplishable? And what backed that was if those types of targets are set and they're not attainable, then we knew from experience that there's a loss of hope. You know, it's not rocket science. When there's no hope, people tend to give up.
Montana officials must walk a fine line in drafting a state plan to comply with the new federal education law. OPI is charged with setting attainable goals for their school system and is pushing for local control. But OPI must also come up with a plan that's ambitious enough and acceptable to the federal government. OPI is taking public comment on its current ESSA plan through August and will submit its draft to the U.S. Department of Education in September. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.